This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Damon in Oxon Hill. I think that's our first ever artwork. Landfill, does that sound about right? Has anybody ever sent us artwork?
You got Bruce.
I do have Bruce.
I don't know about artwork.
I don't know that that's artwork.
Oh, yeah, the kid did that.
Little guy from training camp.
Oh, yeah, we got that painting there. I did bring in this card from my daughter's. It was Valentine's Day. But not a ton of artwork.
We're trying to spruce up this
spruce up the
bit.
Prison cell. Like Andy Dufresne, we're actually carving our way out of here. we do have the Prince poster. We might have to move the Prince poster because Damon and Oxon Hill just brought us in like a...
Yeah, we got the move print.
A diorama? I don't know the right way to describe this thing, but it's like a football field, and then he's got football cards, 11 on 11, the best Redskins, Washington players, offense versus defense. It's pretty damn cool. Yeah. Thank you very much, Damon. I did want to point one thing out as this slide conversation will never end. This is from 40A. Everybody check out the story at Sam4TR. The rep on Daniels taking these big hits, the article, the research shows, is overstated. About 500 times in college that he ran, on fewer than a dozen, was it considered running recklessly. And mm-hmm. his father has a term for when Jaden runs recklessly.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear what the term is?
What's the term?
Calls it driving drunk. And if you watch some of those hits, like that Ole Miss hit, I get it.
Yeah.
Also, dude, the way quarterbacks are protected in the NFL, listen, Robert famously didn't know how to slide, couldn't slide, wouldn't slide. Robert also tried to, like, taunt defenders as he was going to the sideline to get extra hits.
He tried to run over a linebacker, called my his Mike Allstott. I don't think Jaden's going to go out there and do that.
I understand if people are concerned about the frame. I get it. He's skinny.
Let me ask you a question. If he get, like you just stated, they get hit way more in the pocket, they get injured more in the pocket, does his frame change when he's in the damn pocket?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So if his frame is in the pocket and he gets hits more in the pocket, and people, quarterbacks ultimately get hurt more in the pocket, if you don't,
in the pocket more.
His frame doesn't change when he's in the pocket, right? And you stated it earlier. When you see somebody coming, you don't take the hit take the brunt of the hit as much.
You can get hurt in the pocket. You can get hurt running. Slide. Sliding is good. I'm not telling him not to.
Oh, no. No one is saying not to slide. But I'll be honest. I don't think I'm going a whole year, every time he run the ball, we're going to have an hour of content about him not sliding or not. If he slides or if he runs and he keeps playing the next play, that's all I'm concerned about.
In the absence of real football, we overanalyze preseason football. That's just the truth of it. I think they want Jaden to take care of himself.
And
everybody should.
I want him to.
Right.
But I think the more we discuss it, if you start getting on a person's nerve, you know what they do? They say, I know how to play it. I've been taking care of myself. I'm going to keep playing the way I play. Because the moment you start on the football field thinking, trying to do what everybody tells you, and you start thinking about it, you're going to get caught in the wrong way.
If you figure, if things go right, Jaden will log about 500, 600 snaps, if I had to guess. Who's a, pick a quarterback from last season that, that started all the snaps. Jordan Love?
How's Jordan Love start all of his?
I believe so.
Did he ever take a hit?
No, I mean, of course he took a hit.
That's I'm just asking.
I'm saying more like, I'm more looking.
You remember Pat Mahomes did a quarterback sneak and hurt himself?
Yeah.
Quarterback sneak, although it's a lot of people there, is probably one of the easiest plays for a quarterback. You know what? They don't really get hit. They just fall on top of the pile. And he got hurt. So I would say, I guarantee a lot of people, we should never run the quarterback sneak.
You,
if it's inches, why wouldn't you?
What I've said that concerns me a little with the run game. All right, so Jordan Love played 1,083 snaps last year.
Mm-hmm.
He had, how many of those were pass attempts? 500. So of 1,083 snaps, 579 pass attempts,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's be real. On a running play, Jaden should not be getting hit.
Yeah.
So you're probably taking out 40, 45% of your playbook where he's not going to get touched.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the rest of it, there's a chance, right? And of the 500 plays, let's say, maybe 100 of them are run plays. Like he either ends up scrambling or there's some sort of RPO going or something.
Probably wasn't even 100 for him.
Like the amount of danger
yeah.
is in the, like the danger is, like people that worry about sharks at the ocean, I bet people drown in the ocean at a 10-to-1 rate, 100-to-1 rate than sharks at the ocean. But yeah. people worry about sharks.
Yeah.
This kid's going to be throwing from the pocket with maybe a rookie or maybe a career journeyman as at left tackle.
Yeah.
Like, that should be your greater concern, man. Don't get caught up in the little stuff.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Be worried about the riptide, not the possibility of a shark. Barstool Nate joins us next.